we have a lot of the, we'd seen a lot about the Inukhoik last time. Now we're going to see a more general sense about Taimi HaMitzvahs and how a person should delve into it and so on. So Nakeda on page 820. Omer Chazal. So basically he's going to talk about Taimi HaMitzvahs and when it's appropriate to try to find time, it's not appropriate. Omer Chazal Adon Chachamim. Amarti Ech Kemov Yerichoykem Yimani. Zupar Aduma. Yesh Li Pola Yes Betor Eloikis Mitzvah O Mitzvahs She Yeroa Behen Ki Lukiv Na Torah Lalim Chachamim Vaf Menevim. Why would the Torah bring mitzvahs and hide the reason from us? The Kemoshnim Ezeh Amayim Shal Melech Umamorim Oid V'yikho Elecha the things in the Torah, imheim dakim v'amukim, even though they're very deep, certain chachamim v'nevi'im should know about it. Vein dovah she'sosem mishum adam elokai tzichon segosai. Aloi she'chuvin asked about it. I can say that some people are stupid. They don't know it. They won't understand it. Fine, that's a particular fault of particular people. But why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, I'm giving you something that I'm withholding the reason? In mitzad the noisin rather than mitzad the mekabel. Which goes Rav Amora zel lashono kein elu adeus hamitius loy helimum v'dibra ben bechidois. He says that the amitius of Torah Kadosh Baruch Hu did not play games with them. Well, also kol chacham tachbulo lamdom bebilti beer mikol tzad matachbulos. And the reason why chachamim may have avoided teaching them straight out is not meisabem dover radnista, because there's something hidden bad, or may use some say some say this at Tayrak, which has a psalm, Shasas, the Sigmarigas Egon, Ayun. Yes, there are some people that think that the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the reasons for it, you know, Chachamim were coy about the reasons, was something wrong, bad, or hidden. That's not true. Ablahelimom le koitse yara sechel betchila le kablam. What happened is, since Chachamim said that people will not understand it, so to pretend to give somebody something that he'll think he understands and he won't understand is not good. So I give it to them slowly. So the Rambam of Nebuchadnezzar says the reason why there are parts called Seidus and Sisset Torah is not because there's something inherently bad, dangerous, whatever it is. It's just that since these are type ideas that require a lot of slow thought to think about it, So the right way to give it is to slowly open up. But the one thing is clear that it's meant to be learned at some point. Things that people ask for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not keep it back. In other words, the main thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand and to know, so it doesn't make any sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would withhold things from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not withhold the good from the people that are tamim. Ve'yamin she'yirtze she'yapar adum z'losa ha'mitzvahs nista v'nel v'shamach ha'shalom v'shayna v'yimachamim v'zayitachin. So how could it be? Mele, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say paradum is hard. Proceed with caution. Learn it step by step. When you'll be, but here it's a blanket withholding of everybody. There are chazal that seem to indicate the opposite. Ajay Sigur's time komashir mixes mamar. Omer, they said, mipnei ma kol karbon zchorim v'zuna keva. Why is this carbon the keva? Alamoshlo ben shifcha shetine paltin shal melech. Amar melech tovei shifcha vet kanech as tzoras b'no. Kachom HaKadosh Baruch Hu tovei par vet kanech maisa egel. So hinei shehoire shehoime hisi kavanas aparazos ta'alto. So somebody says that he has a reason. We give a reason for it because it's a p'chin of a kapar and the eagle. So I mean, say if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I'm not going to tell anybody a reason, nobody's going to know the reason. So how do we understand that?
Why do you
הלקח המקדש ברוך הוא, גזר גזעתי וכו'. והנה אם אמור הזה ירד תחס הראש, הוא יודע דובה בסייד הפרה ותאימו. שם לא יקן, איך המחייך לא מסוות תאימו פרה ותאהרס? Definitely seems indication that he knew שהשלילוס העניין היועס עצה שחושב בוי, הוא חלק גודל מהידי יודע עצמו. By saying what it's not, you're automatically already implying that you know what it is. I can't say that this is not this, is not this. That it's without saying, I don't know anything about it, because that itself is knowing something about it. Okay. Vihine. So he has these two very important issues to deal with. On the one hand, it says in Chazal, it's Masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mean for anyone to understand it. That's something he has a real problem with. And why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand. The only time he won't tell us outright is if we're not ready yet. But to make a blanket statement that this is not going to be revealed, besides which you find all sorts of indications that there is some revelation. So he says, V'hini, achashim sechazal mamorim rabim v'chazokim, shemarna alam mikoil, halkein koroi sechukha v'zeira, umatzinim mamorim shemorim al yishtayim wuzi chacham v'zachayim, nira shanoz v'atoyiv lava lo v'shnei panim. So he says, obviously we're dealing with two facets of the mitzvah. There's a facet of this mitzvah that's not going to be revealed to anyone, and there's a facet of the mitzvah that we can have some understanding. And he's going to explain, in other words, what are these two facets? Not just what we do understand, what we don't understand, but rather why and what we would understand and what we wouldn't understand. Omnam, ha'inya rishnahu, kishinekabu, b'shinekabu, shinipradum, omakom yitzenu. Understanding the power of Duma is very deep. That somewhere our seichel just doesn't have what it takes to go down to it. So it says, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a phenomenon which is not understandable, that itself teaches something. It's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted two good things to come out of Torah. When it's rather passed up Ristra Ein. Vihini lo yemolate, Mishiu ktsasa mitzvahs and yuchodes latzavsa ulam haba, or ktsasa ulam hazeh, or shikolech mitzvah shtei tachlis. There are two broad tachlis in the mitzvahs. Some of the mitzvahs contain both, and some mitzvahs one or the other. And one is a certain positive effect for ulam hazeh, and B, a certain positive effect for ulam haba. We do find that there are mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Olam Haba. So from the fact that we find psukim that deal with olam hazeh rewards and psukim with olam haba, it would imply that, in generally speaking, mitzvahs have both. V'hinei mizei yischayev she'imotzkol atzmetz Hashem shnei taim ischalfen. So every mitzvah is going to have two reasons. Ha'echot one b'mesh yiskav l'hai shalachayim enushan zmane atzad yisno she'efshah. To give a person the most moral, best life within the context of this world. That which allows us for a ruchnistic, nitzchistic kiyum. Let's talk about this a little bit and let's just give some mishalom so I guess we can work with it. A child is born with baby teeth. So baby teeth need to have two properties. One is that they are functional for the younger age, and B, they have what it takes to allow for the next, for the adult teeth to grow in. It's true about every time a caterpillar has what it takes to survive as a caterpillar, and it has what it takes to become a moth, and so on. You whenever something is meant to be in two modes, it's going to have it's going to be fully equipped for both of them. So a caterpillar has everything it needs as a creeping, crawly creature to get what it needs in food and protection from the enemies, so on and so forth, and then what it takes to be a butterfly. And if a person would only have seen caterpillars and he would look at the genes, he would find lots and lots of genes that have no tachlis, and it's hard to understand why they're there for, not serving any meaningful purpose, until he sees the butterfly shavoi, and then he recognizes, oh, now I see taka, that there's it's a whole new now understand it as a butterfly. So here also, there's two elements over here. One in terms of so Olam Haza is a real world, and it has in itself the good and the bad within itself. So all the mitzvahs can be understood in the good of this world, and it needs to be understood, some degree at least. Masha Ein Kein, every mitzvah also has a Sheikh Solom Haba, which is really something that we have no shaykhs to. And he gives a mashal for that. Vihine says, the Mechina Rishayna, in terms of how the mitzvahs help us apply to this world, we can look into it and misunderstand it. Since I have an idea of what the goodness world is, happy, kind, giving, caring, and so on, so then I also can relate things to that, and I can say how things bring to that. It's also a positive activity to try and define those timing. Because when a person looks into something and tries to understand it, it will help him get its tachlis. So if a tachlis of a certain mitzvah is to do right, good, or whatever it is, then looking and trying to understand what the tachlis is helps you focus the mitzvah. When and that's why the Rambam gives all those reasons. A lot of those reasons seem to us kind of plain, but the answer is, since within the context of this world, this makes sense, this is what we have to mechav in it. In the second b'china, in Olam Haba, we have no real understanding what Olam Haba is. And if somebody thinks he can understand Olam Haba, he's either a fool or an idiot. Kamo shikr l'suma sharo maris meyomav, v'yidme b'libo sheshto tzir u'b'china yisla maris, sheze lo ivren godl marishin, sherishin b'ena v'ashenim v'sichloi. So if a person thinks, imagines that he can, let's say imagine a blind man says, I think I can picture what light looks like. We would tell him, it's foolish, he has no idea. And the same thing for us, to think that we have a mashal of Olam Haba, we have no mashal. Al v'yichayvu kan sh'atayru lichsev atach z'nich v'anayrohu. Lefar sev mitziosei k'fi yudei atayru loikis v'chol nubi emes ha-tzedek. K'moy sh'yichsov hasumo l'or ha-shemesh lepirsem mitziosei f'i kol ha-royim es kodes godli. See, he asks a kasha. He asks a very sechadik a kasha. We talk all day long, we want Olam Haba, Halavai shezoch tolam haben niske v'nichye v'nira shnei moys hamashir chaylam haba. If we don't know what is that we want, so what is it that we want? Imagine a little toddler walking around saying he'd like a PhD. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's an ice cream cone he's got a shaychus to. I even think some adults probably would rather have an ice cream cone than a PhD. There's not, you know, but not knowing what you want, how can you ask for? How can you ask for Olam Haba? So he says, we know and understand it only in terms of, because the Torah and Chachameinu have told us that Olam Haba is the great and good beyond. Despite the fact that I don't know, so just like the blind man is walking around, everybody tells him, you know, Chaval, seeing is a whole new dimension of living. And if you'd be able to see, you would be living in a world infinitely richer than yours. So he wants it because of that. So here also, we can't actually know what we want, except understanding that this is a whole different metzias. We know that Torah will bring us to that, even if we don't know how. And he gives a very good example. If a person goes to a doctor and prescribes something, he doesn't have to understand the mechanism of how the medication works. The doctor also doesn't understand. He just has to know it works. Similarly, the blind people depend on the seeing people to take them. A Navi has a sense. We tap blind. Okay, so he says, so Olam Haba is something we don't have any asag about. We only know it because we know of it, and from those people who know and understand it, they tell us it would be an incredibly different type of life if we had it. You have a share? It would be an incredibly different type of life if we had it. Being that we don't know what it is and how to get there, so to try and to have equations and thinking about it doesn't make any sense. Let's give a mashal. Imagine that somebody, Lo'aleinu, is born blind. And he needs to work in a field. Let's say he's a salesman, and people come in to buy, I don't know, rugs. So he can tell them this rug is softer and this rug is stronger and all these things. But when people start asking for colors, so he can program himself. So someone tells him, if they want something for the bedroom, tell them you've got yellow, blue. If they want something for the bathroom, tell them you have gray or white. If they want something for the living room, tell them you have, I don't know, something else, red or gold. Now, if he sticks to that, he's right. And he can just parrot it, and it'll be okay. But if he tries to understand and say, you know what, let me try to understand. There's this thing called gold or red, and there's a living room. Why would a living room take gold or red? Why would a bedroom take this? Let's try to understand the svara behind it. I don't have any of the kalim, and I will probably know a lot less when I try to philosophize about it than when I just say these are the metzias. So on that he says, "Kiazay inyan nikro kol mitzalokis chukim." With regard to this, all mitzvot are called chukim. Moshe tichlo isam b'shem zeh bekame komos. V'azeh ma chacham erechaim pentefales no magosel lo yseida. Ama he says, "Oirach v'anesim erechaim nitzchim." With regards to the road that leads on to Nitzchias, he shom lochop and tefalse v'tashas shakadachar. Don't even attempt to weigh it and to say this is better, that's better, and so on. V'hine hiflegas harvazeh. The reason why there's so much warning against trying with your seichel to understand what it is. Penyia b'levadon av le'alemar, shekol ha-mitzis n'yatsa ha-kamonis ha-nushis, mitolos m'sogis ha-chachomim. At shekvar yaspik ha-seich le-nushi, lovo ha-tachliso, kvon shekhoshu rabim. Lefish machshav ha-zut moshach ha-risik do l'chol ha-torah kulam ha-shayt stodim. So, the Torah very much does not want us to start engaging with our seichel in delving into these things, because two very bad effects happen. Ha'echad, v'ma she'yigzo da'as ha'odam, she'temashar kavanah mechuvenes v'mitzvah v'bilti she'tas v'fa'ol. K'me she'kar l'shom melech ala shalom, v'yisna shal shmitzvah samalchias v'inspar ta'imam. She'v'shos na'amani y'arver l'asso v'sef nizah v'sah. So he says, one is, people will say that being that I understand the tachlis of the mitzvah, I can now weigh and decide when not to do it. Like Shlomo HaMelech said, well, I know why it's wrong. The reason doesn't apply here. I'm not interested in it. V'chein inyim v'roya shetan sheshavus u'mashachay v'asech alasim nuchum agvul l'guf samol l'achsa shavua. The person gives a tam for Shabbos and so on. So we'll say, okay, people don't work anyway, don't have a chiyuv to keep Shabbos. Same thing with semacholos, all of these surim, if people will try to approach it with their seichel, they are going to be mevatel mitzvahs. So that's one reason why a person should not try to give time. Omnom. Ha'in ha'sheni marisa, the second one, who mashet tismayit beina kol tzuras atar lokis. Leos b'madregas chibakot nechasavakot z'moid mesif anas odom asha midas and refus esek tzorim z'megunem oid. So he says the following. When a person takes mitzvahs, takes the Torah, and doesn't understand that the Torah he sees is the surface of what's there, but it's le'ein erech deeper. So a person will say, okay, Torah is nice, but there are much better works. And he says, when you take the Torah mitzad dechitzayni sheboy, then you have something very pchais erech. You have something which is of a very low darga. And therefore, trying to box the entire Torah into a little box, into a little square, that fits my understanding, reduces the Torah to me. That's not very, very big. So people in Mizal's entire Torah say, considering the times, 3,500 years ago, that's probably the best they could come up with. V'hine, kashazahoya das echrech min satara loik is the kaim sachrichoi. Being that this is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to keep all the mitzvahs, by putting in mitzvahs that we know for sure we don't understand, that will teach us that we don't know any of it. That even the things that we know, it's one part of it. And that's paraduma, zozo shatnes, klayim, eshes, acht, so on. And that's what Chazal said, because the umas olam ameshiv on them, therefore he said a chuk gzeira. So l'chur yiroya tam listo, shenetzenes agalzes time das leisho semina. It says that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu withheld the timing was because umas olam ameinim. So yes, what do you mean? That's a reason to tell us. El shakavon avad zamayim ha-shamarnu ki lefi shemitevi yitzor avu sotin umalach ha-mavis. Yom ha-chokim ha-sikho olam, or ha-doim lehem idei ha-seyem. Levakesh time menushin kol mitzvus. He says, being the pshat the Chazal is being that the umos olam constantly provoke us. Ukedeish lechoshesh vaygiul letarzka v'nosam v'yishchu v'zayuzak doshu kodmo. In order, so we're in a process. We keep explaining and giving timeim and so on. In order that the timeim, that these timeim, not lull us into thinking that we understand it and go back to those problems again. There'll be mitzvahs you have no way. You must say. This teaches us about all the mitzvahs. So bottom line, In some of the mitzvahs, in many of the mitzvahs, we have reasons that fit this world and fit our seichel, and reasons beyond. What Shmuel gave us, pardon me, so let's sum up that kedem. In the mitzvahs have two toelas. There's a toelas within the framework of Olam Hazeh, and that's important. And there's a toelas for beyond Olam Hazeh. That's Olam Haba. If we in the mitzvahs that are shaykh to in the facet of mitzvahs that are shaykh to this world, understanding that the tachlis is and striving for it is good. But thinking that that's the whole picture, not understanding there's a great beyond, is bad. And it says two things are bad. One is that we don't that we think that we limit the mitzvahs. Once we know the tam, we will cut the mitzvahs to size. Two, the whole Torah will lose its chashivas in our eyes, because just looking at the chitzaynus of it doesn't seem that it's all that great. There's lashon zayah kaddish, that if Torah is just a collection of stories, there are much nicer storybooks out there. So the Torah, what Torah did was it gave us a certain genre of mitzvahs that are totally uncomprehensible to us, which forces us to understand that mitzvahs have in themselves reasons that are not part of our mitzvahs. So the reason why a blind man can't understand light, not because he's stupid, but because it's not his world. It's not within the set of things that make that are shaykh to him. So too, we klap olam haba. That's ayin l'rasas asecha. We don't have the eyes that could see it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a certain subset of mitzvahs, made them totally shayach to the other world, did not give us any understanding of it shayach to this world, and therefore we would learn perforce that all mitzvahs have that facet in it, and whatever we do understand only relates to the surface level of it, not the deeper level.